olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Talofa Marina Alefosio.
Talofa.
You did a residency or a fellowship with the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity. What is that?
So basically it's an international program. The Atlantic Institute is based in Oxford, England, but there are branches of the Atlantic Institute across the world. And so I was part of the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity, which is based in Melbourne, Australia, and it's a hub for change makers across the Pacific. Aotearoa, Australia, but also the Pacific Islands.
So you were selected from Aotearoa because that was where you were born and grew up. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I was amazed to receive the news that I'd been able to do it, because I know it's an amazing program to be part of. But I was actually encouraged by a good friend of mine, a Tongan theatre maker named Dr. Michelle Johansson. She sent through the forms and told me that I should apply for it.
And what does social change involve? Tell us about your own project. What did that involve?
Yeah, sure. So I think social change is more like, I guess for me as a Samoan or as a Pacifica person, is what we do every day, which is love our families and support our communities through different challenges that they may face. I come from a youth development background. I come from an arts background. And so I always use art to serve my community and support young people to develop their voices or learn more about their identity, especially being part of the diaspora, which I am part of, as a Samoan person that grew up and was born and raised in New Zealand.
And you're talking about youth development. Your own background, are you a musician, a writer, a performer, or all of the above?
I think I'm all of the above, but I have been practicing spoken word poetry for 15 years, and that's probably the driver of a lot of the youth development initiatives I've done have been through spoken word poetry. But I also write music, I rap, and I write film and plays.
The spoken word poetry, can you elaborate on that? What is that?
Yeah, sure. So essentially it's just performance poetry. I'm discovering as I go and working more with my father, who was the Tulafale of my family, that these oral gifts existed before the term spoken word poetry. And but I will say, just to keep it simple, it's basically those that write poetry and perform that poetry out loud.
You've done residencies in Canada, the United States, Adelaide, Auckland, and you're now based in Melbourne. What does a residency involve?
Yeah, so arts residencies are incubators. They're like short intensive programs for artists to go and develop their storytelling abilities and skills. And usually for artists, they're done abroad because there's obviously opportunity in different nations, but there's also great learning that you discover when you're over in different countries. And as a writer, and a lot of writers will know this, when you write away from home, it makes home much more, it's like that saying, I don't have a better one, even though I'm a poet, but, you know, the absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that's what writing away from home does, is it kind of focuses you on what's important to you and what you love and how far away you are from that place that you love.
Mm. Now, developing an international residency for Pacifica and Indigenous word artists. That's in a nutshell what your social change project was about. Can you extend on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So I think I've been doing spoken word for 15 years. I've been privileged to be on four residencies that you've mentioned, which also included being in Greece last year. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in England soon as well. And I'm just one of those people that I get to do some amazing things, but I don't like to do things that I don't think my community have access to. Like I love the value of doing these things, but a lot of time my community is in my heart. And so I just thought, what is a way that I can bring this knowledge to my people, to my community? And so that's why I came up with the idea of maybe if we had a residency available for us. And so I did some research to find out what was available where I'm from, and discovered that what I'm looking for is not there at the moment, and I'd like to create that opportunity and platform for young poets or artists or storytellers or musicians, because I want to broaden it out from just, you know, selective artists to how can we get cohorts and groups of artists to come on board and have an experience that I've had, you know, that I've been privileged enough to have.
Now, let's go back to what you said about youth and young people.
Yeah.
How do you see spoken word poetry and music and theatre as a way of actually not only nurturing their sense of identity as Pacifica people, but also giving them some way of coping with the pressures of the modern world?
Yeah. You know, there's so much great literature that I've read during my master's around what poetry is about. Poetry is becoming in the world. It's basically self-discovery. And as I've practiced it over 15 years and gone through my own process as a young person, now I'm 36, I'm not a young person anymore, but working with young people, I find that they're already in a state of trying to understand who they are, you know, constructing their identity. And even more so with those who, like, of us who are of the diaspora, trying to figure out what does home mean when I didn't grow up on my, you know, ancestral land. And so I find that spoken word it doesn't replace the traditional rites of passage, whatever that looks like. It doesn't replace growing up on land. But what it does is it gives young people the opportunity to connect with other Pacific people or other nations that they might not connect with otherwise, outside of school or the church community. And so spoken word is like a place where they can discover, where they can exercise their voice and share what they want to share. But it's also a place where they can learn from other people as well and great youth mentors or leaders. And so it's like, for us as spoken word poets, it's a tool for catharsis. But also it's a tool for social change in the way that we can embody stories, tell stories, declare who we are, you know, declare how valuable we are, how loved we are. And that's always been my message, is how can we speak life into young people? How can young people speak positively about themselves? And so I use spoken word for that.
Now, finally, Marina, accessing your work, where can our listeners, or where can people in the Pacifica diaspora access the work of Marina Alfosio, especially your spoken word poetry, music, and theatre?
Thank you. I have some music and poetry on Spotify under Marina the Poet. I also have videos that I didn't consent to on YouTube, but they're out in the world. That's the thing. Once you release it in the world, you can't get it back. But I am working on my first poetry book, and I will be releasing it to the public soon. And so, yeah, people can watch out for that if they're interested.
Marina Alfosio, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Like, share, mafa'ali sa ufinangalo, muli-muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.